Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Fallout Frozen Atom Episode 16, a Winter of Atom actual play using the rules and module by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is ZLH the Game Master, and joining me are a lovely group of role players who will meet right away, starting with Saxy Guitar.
Hey, I'm Saxy Guitar. I'm playing Ray Clayman, also known as the Professor. And I got really nothing going on right now.
All right, exciting.
Yeah, very, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
What do you got going on, Hex?
How about you?
I mean, yeah, I talk a lot of shit. I have nothing either. I'm Hex, unfortunate haunt of East Streams sometimes. I play Mr. Chappick, normal human businessman, the platonic ideal of a capitalist. And I imagine I have slightly more going on than Saxy Guitar, so we'll leave it at that.
Oh, all right. Keep your
Can't
secrets.
Tell you about it.
Yeah, I will.
And last but not least, Mewkies, what do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm playing rambunctious Catherine for I think 3 more scenes
for like
now.
Well, yeah, it's just yeah, a limited
it's
time
a,
only.
Kind of wild. Yeah, yes, catch her now. yeah, and I think in last chat I saw somebody say that they miss Dr. Kazworm. Is that what it was?
Oh, Dr. Worm. Yeah. Yes.
What would Dr. Worm say if you were in that casino, seeing our little party there?
I think you would say something like, oh God, what does Worm sound like again?
What a bunch of assholes. Something to that effect.
Just, yeah, like literally gambling your soul away. So hopefully it could end.
Yeah.
Finally have a reason.
For those of you watching on YouTube, put your favorite Dr. Worm quote in the comments. And if you don't know who Dr. Worm is, go watch Motley Heights. It's a trip.
Yes.
But yeah, let's run that intro and we'll get started. And welcome back. So, where we last left off, the Intrepid Wasteland party had just dealt with the Mirage Casino, which was apparently built on the back of slave labor, who may or may not have also been a pipeline for the Last Son of Adam's sect of the Atomites. So, not a good thing for anybody involved. So after the plot was revealed and those responsible kicked out of Mirage, and Mirage more or less being given a new lease on life, as it were, our Wastelanders set out towards Beatsville in the attempt to wrap up some things there. However, it's been 2 days. You're pretty sure Beatsville, you would have reached it by now. And when you finally see a basic junk heap on the horizon, you're like, ooh, oh, that must be it. But as you get closer, this is not the junk heap of Beatsville. This is just another pile of junk, and that's where I'm going to drop you all in.
This is the Fallout world. How can you tell any one pile of junk from any other pile of junk?
There's anybody who could. It's
hi,
Professor Red. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're the junk whisperer, huh?
Yeah.
I can turn anything into probably anything. Yes.
All right. Well, this is your,
yeah, this is you.
Your Christmas,
look,
right?
Look, true. Actually, yes, we are running really low on supplies. So I say we go take a look.
Go. Well, lead the charge, man.
Lead the charge? Okay.
I mean, there are, for Chapik anyway, there are no people here as yet from which to extract caps. So
victims.
Like,
yeah.
This is nothing. This means nothing.
Okay. So this is a dealer's paradise, not a seller's paradise. Got it.
Correct.
I will. Does it? Is there any vibe coming from the junk? I mean, like, does for
did you
for,
just
like,
seriously ask me if junk has a vibe?
Can we just
yes.
do a vibe check?
Like, do I look at it?
Chill,
do I
man.
See like a junkyard for cars? Do I see a junkyard for trash? Do I see okay. a junk? What
is
what?
It like a cool junkyard?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the cool
is
kids.
It, what is it giving?
Does it sell water balloons behind the school alleyway at, you know, at lunch that you can hit your teachers with? I'm going too far into the weeds. Listen, that was a thing that I may
there?
Or may not have done.
Is it a weed junk?
Oh God. I tell you what, it is a combination of a, no, I tell you what, I'm even going to make a reference. Do you remember the old show Junkyard Wars?
I do vaguely.
Not really. I
think so. Is that the oh. one where they have the storage? No.
No,
Junkyard
Wars. Yeah, that was Storage Wars. Junkyard Wars was where they would put two teams in a junkyard and they had to build things from the junk to compete with. It was an old yeah. Discovery Show channel, which, by the way, if anybody knows Junkyard Wars, please let me know where I can watch it. I want to watch it again.
I kind of want to watch this now.
Sort of a spiritual cousin to BattleBots or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I think they were airing it more or less the same time, which wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Either case, what I mean by that, since you've never seen it before, is it's not just cars. It's not just electronic junk. It's not just general junk. It is.
It's like a
if there's a
junkier.
Chance of finding
Emerald
anything
junk.
Here, you can find it here.
I would probably just immediately fast walking towards the thing. No questions asked.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of like a for you it is a freshly baked pie on a windowsill. You're like following the stink line.
Another way would be like someone telling you, "Hey, there's a diamond in there."
Literally in the rough.
Yes,
yeah.
Literally
yeah.
in the rough. That's basically what I have found, and I'm going to.
Also, you can't say that
explore.
Word.
Who are we? Kate, to stand in the way of the professor's happiness in this one moment.
I guess so.
This is everything he ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I will immediately head to the entrance.
Okay. So as you actually come to the entrance a little bit ahead of everybody else, I'm going to tell you what you see first. You are just maybe looking at this pile of junk in amazement and maybe start to maybe feel a song coming on. You're so jubilant. But before you actually start singing, you hear some rustling.
This
and
can't
you
be
look
a musical episode.
Yeah. Yeah, surprise. Everybody, we're doing a musical episode.
I'm ready.
I'm spending 6 AP. We're all going to sing now. No, I'm not doing that to anybody. You look to your right around the pile of junk, and you see someone in T, or no, it's X-01 power armor, the experimental power armor. And he's just sort of rustling through a pile of junk. His power armor is painted in the sort of Motorhead. Is it the Motorhead? Whichever one's the black with the flames, whichever which one that is in Fallout 4. But he's also got a big Brahmin with him.
The guy's very
the
special.
Brahmin is loaded down with a big pile of junk. And hanging off its sides are about 15 fusion cores.
Ooh. Okay.
But this somebody went
to the developer room and came back.
Yeah. But this guy doesn't seem to have noticed you yet, or if he knows you're there, he doesn't care.
All right, Professor, kill him. take his stuff.
I want that power armor. Is this the one where the Enclave one?
Yes, this is the Enclave
yes,
one.
Yes, my favorite one.
What would I do? I would walk up
okay.
and say, I legitimately have not seen an Enclave power armor since I've been to Colorado. Sorry, California.
So the person
the
rustling around,
matter.
The person rustling around to the junk stands up and looms over you as they turn and say,
oh, yeah.
So you've been to California then?
Yeah, I went to school out there with the followers.
Well, since you have not shot at me or have made an attempt at my life or my Brahmin's life, I
Yet.
will do the cordial thing and introduce myself. There are those that call me Tim.
Most people around here call me the professor. You may call me Clayman, though.
I see. Well, Professor, or Clayman as it were, do you know how to fix an amusement park?
You know, the whole thing.
Actually, I probably could. What's the issue?
Well, the reason I'm here, and he motions around at the junk, is because my special someone, I'm going to propose to them. And to do that, I wanted to get that old Five Flags amusement park to the west, wanted to get that operational with some of these fusion cores.
You probably wouldn't need all of these, but extras do help in case they're low.
Also, are they with you? Pointing at Chop, Heck, and Kate, who I imagine have come up at this point.
Basically drooling all over that power armor right there.
Yeah.
The power.
Yeah. They're with me. Kate is like a biting dog. Sorry, is like a barking dog. Will bite if threatened. But
No, this is Catherine. You're getting her confused again. This is a new day.
it's been a
Catherine is a
few.
sophisticated brandy
I guess that is
cigars.
a good point. Is she still under the effects of
I
this?
am
am
you got
for
another
three
two
scenes.
scenes. Another two
There's two?
scenes.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Well, I guess right now she's going by her full name, Catherine, no last name.
Excuse me, this is my nickname.
Oh, this is your nickname.
It gets longer.
I guess I never
There's a
asked
whole
you
thing.
what is the full name. I
It's Kate.
apologize, sir. Just Kate? Oh,
It's okay.
okay.
Now it's
You
Catherine.
you'll unlock it at a certain tier.
Yeah, apparently I did sign the contract, so who knows nowadays?
And
Yeah.
the robot is with this gentleman, Chopek. We are a little lost, but could definitely use the supplies in here. However,
Good.
putting together an amusement park does sound fun.
Good negotiation position to lead with "we're lost." You're excellent. Really inspires confidence.
What he means to say is we are exactly where we need to be, but due to our a kind disposition, we are willing to help somebody in need. We're feeling what's that word? Altruistic currently.
You see Chapek bristle at
Wince.
the wince at the mention of altruism.
So, Tim, as he's known, just kind of laughs a little bit and goes, "Yeah, that reminds me when I had my own crew to run around with. Oh, the memories." But no, I tell you what, I'll sweeten the deal a little bit. You help me get this amusement park back online and help me propose to my special someone, and I'll give you some of these fusion cores.
Ooh. You got any more of that power armor, maybe somewhere?
Nah, unfortunately, the last set is the one I'm wearing, but at least with the fusion cores, if you run into one, you'll be able to power it.
That gives me no ideas.
What precisely does the reinvigoration of the amusement park entail?
And he actually, if he were able to smile, so again, just that very intimidating enclave helmet, you just hear the smile in Tim's voice.
I hear the teeth creak. Yeah.
But he actually kind of holds up his hand and counts off on his fingers. So first, we have to fix the electrical system. I want to at least take her on one roller coaster. She's always wanted to experience that. The second thing is, I might need a little bit of help with the whole proposal speech. Like, I know I'm supposed to get down on one knee and do the ring and all that thing, but I don't know what to say. So that's problem two. Problem three is I thought, maybe I could get her flowers, but I mean, it's snowy here. I don't know if I could even find flowers. And then if Five Flags has any fireworks left, I thought maybe some fireworks would be great.
Black
And if
powder.
that wasn't weird enough, as chat redeems Wild Wasteland,
there's an additional flag.
Yes. Mr. Chopek, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 50. If it is higher than the one I have chosen, the Wild Wasteland will not target you.
Well, then just pick 50, right?
One would think, right? Yeah, that would be the way to cheat. I'm going to say...
Just do it.
No, I'm going to say 38.
I had picked 33. So you get to choose whether this happens to the professor or to rambunctious Catherine.
Well, I mean, obviously we have to taint this otherwise delightful experience for the professor. So yeah, it's going to happen to him.
He saw it coming.
So, Professor, you're having this lovely conversation. Tim has listed off what, you know, needs to happen at Five Flags. When a short, I'm talking like less than 4 feet tall, man in green, like full leprechaun outfit, literally runs up to you out of nowhere, slaps you across the face with a trout, and then runs off cackling.
What?
Where did he get the trout? That's my primary question.
What was that?
Well, that was a small man in green with a trout. I thought that was pretty obvious.
That was real?
Yeah, that happened.
What?
Just going to let him do that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's got a trout in this day and age, I've got power armor, but I don't have the power to summon trout.
Like, what just happened?
Can you make something out of the guts? You know, you're good at crafting. Can you use this? Is there any
he's probably gone by now, guys. Did you see how fast he hit me in the face?
I think the professor is busy crafting a new worldview after this particularly bizarre incident. It'll take him some time.
Look, I'm known for having luck, but I've never seen anything like that before.
Sounds like luck.
Is there a word for a bad miracle?
Life.
I just hope it doesn't happen again.
Why would you say that?
Both of you assume this is only a one-time event.
Yeah, it'd be like some kind of lightning rod for perverse hit and run.
There's no way it will happen again.
Is that strange dude who follows you sometimes?
No, that dude's out of nowhere.
Maybe he took the. Yeah, maybe there was he's on stilts or something. He took the coat off, took the hat off, and
oh, so it's been a long con from the beginning.
Yeah.
He was actually that short.
He was waiting.
I see.
I guess you've never seen my guardian angel. I apologize. We're so distracted by this trout coming out of nowhere.
To be fair, it's incredibly distracting.
Yes.
Thank you, chat.
Pretty wild, bro.
Do you need a minute?
No, I'm good. Sorry, you were still listing things off.
No, that was pretty much it. The power to the roller coaster, the someone helping me with my speech. Maybe if we can find flowers in this frozen wasteland, and then fireworks if Five Flags got them.
I imagine you'll also want the professor to construct some sort of electrified enclosure to keep out trout aggressors like the one we just saw.
No, actually, I'm okay with it. I mean, again, power armor. I don't care if I get hit by a fish.
Yes, but what if the person you're proposing to does?
I now see the problem.
Push the professor in the way.
I'll tell you what. I will give you, and he kind of looks over at his pack, Brahmin. I will give you something special from my pack if you also keep any trout from impacting the one I love.
Okay.
Deal. Also, I can help with the fireworks, and I pull my giant missile launcher out of my Pip Boy. Mm-hmm. And this sweet baby right here has got exactly what you need. So we already got one task done.
Very efficient.
Flowers would be really hard to find if it weren't for he spends luck point. Oh wait, what are those ones over there?
Oh yeah,
So,
that just big field of peonies. Just
like
oh, you
this,
didn't see those?
look at all those different colors too. All I had to do is move this little bit of junk out of the way.
Yeah, weird. Just
Yeah, I
out of
forgot
frame.
you're here studying plants and then just completely abandoned.
Look, man, I can see them even when they're buried by all this junk.
You know, what probably happened is that when the trout impacted your cheek, it was turned your head in such a way that you finally were able to see the
Just
bounteous
that
field nearby.
hint of red of the
Yeah.
of the rose behind all this junk. Yeah.
So are they roses? What kind of flowers are they?
I'm going to say it is a
They're red roses, obviously.
no, an oddly realistic fake like pot of flowers. Kind of like you would put up in a display, locked up display. I can't think of the correct
Is
terms. I don't
the pot fake? Are the flowers fake?
fake.
Which is the
It's all
soil
fake.
fake?
They're
Which part of this?
literally
I see.
they're designed to look real, but they go in like a display, and you don't have to take care of them. They just look nice. My mom had one of these with one of her weird displays, where she kept like the nice china and that no one
Doctor's
ever ate off
offices
of.
too. That's another good
Yes.
location for them.
Yep. And it's just a really pretty array of, let's say, reds,
Fake
purples.
poinsettias.
Yeah, just a big collection of what other colors do I want? What else would go with well with
What
red and
are other
purple?
colors? Orange. Hey, YouTube, make sure to put comment with your favorite color for flowers down below.
Black.
And as
Those.
long as you're not telling me there's red spider lilies, I think we're okay.
I think you'll
No, no,
find
no, no. They're
black is
not
the absence of color, so it's not really
that. Actually, it's all the colors when it's pigment. Right?
Well,
Yeah.
we're not talking about pigment, we're talking about light refraction. I think we're
Oh, okay.
fine.
I like to imagine that was in character too. So Tim just looks at the professor and goes, "Do they do that a lot?"
Yeah. I think it's part of their contract with each other. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, there's a sub clause about this vaudevillian bit about colors. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I was kind of hoping for real flowers, but I suppose these will do in a pinch. I guess
True. I
that sort
guess
of
real
just.
flowers would have been better,
Real flowers die. Fake flowers can last forever, much like your love.
I like this one. What was your name?
Ah, yes, I failed to introduce myself. I'm Mr. Chapek.
Mr. Chapek, I see. I'm trying to play Shraxan. Are you perhaps from the Great North, the Alaskan wilderness?
If you specifically mean the southern part of the Great North, then yes, I am from Alaska.
I knew it sounded familiar.
That's the third place you've said you were born at. Interesting.
People can be from a lot of places. I hope you would remember that and fail to mention that sort of thing in front of our guests.
I think Tim
Sorry,
just
just
chuckles.
takes me by surprise every time, sir.
That's more on you then. All right.
Well, I
Well,
tell you what, unless any of you need to grab anything else for fixing up a roller coaster, I can escort you to the amusement park and we can get this thing started.
we never know what we might need, so I would like to see if I can restock on some supplies here.
He's
Yeah.
just addicted.
Catherine, perhaps you would be so good as to draft up the initial paperwork for this exchange of goods and services. It's time
Ah.
for you to learn the ropes.
Yes, I can make my way to Tier 1 in the pizza party.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll go to Bigelow and try to get I imagine in his storage containment body he has all sorts of
Oh,
parchments
he
and
has a built-in
quills or whatever. Yeah.
dot matrix printer, which is
Wait.
pretty
Hold on.
nice.
Wait, if we need paper, I have an idea.
We're going to spend 8 hours crafting paper.
No. I just need some assistance. Quickly, can someone get me an onion?
Oh, if only
A
there was
what?
a if only there was a 4 foot high man wielding foodstuffs. If you could just run by and get us an onion, that'd be ideal.
Oh, that's an inside joke. I posted a meme the other day and I said if you could work this into the session, I'd give you, what was it, AP? I think I
I
told you
think it was
AP.
AP. I don't know. I
Yeah,
thought it
well,
was funny, so I want to do it
I think
anyway.
you owe him
Yeah.
AP.
I think I owe you 2 AP. You can go up to 3. But no, trying to think, where was I going with this? Yes, Tim does read over the contract that you produce
Oh,
Rambunctious Catherine.
I wouldn't
And
recommend that.
well, we're gonna see how well your contract skills are.
It's not really a contract for reading, just for
Never know.
signing.
So, Rambunctious Catherine, if you could give me a charisma, and what would
Oh
this
boy.
be? Charisma and barter, maybe? I
Yeah,
think charisma and barter is
that sounds
probably the
right to me.
closest to what we want. Now,
I will
what I'm going to
never make
tell
it.
you is that this is going to be an opposed role, which means however many successes you get is what Tim is going to have to beat.
Can
Want to spend an AP to
I
help me
assist
out.
her as her supervisor?
If you tell me how.
By literally leaning over her shoulder and being like, "No, you forget subsection alpha. You must make sure that you're specifying the specific terms on which Tim can provide goods and services." You know, basically like line item checking.
Yeah, you mess with your
You
own
are
charisma
contract.
barter. Okay.
Kate, if you want my 2 cents, you could
Now.
argue that someone already rolled. Never mind.
No, it's too late.
Oh, let me use a luck point. Oh,
Oh
let me
my
use my
lord.
other luck point.
You might need to use the other luck point, yeah.
You forgot to add your
Oh
extra
my
die because you spent
lord.
an AP.
It's not, listen, you're
Not
that
happening.
pizza party's not meant to
I'm
be.
that
You're just
bad.
not
Is your
ready, huh?
TN really a four?
Yes.
Oh my lord.
You took the wrong apprentice here. Oh, you know what? It's a challenge. You know what? You're feeling like, you're that good that
I've been in
My
the
two
game so long.
cents would have been try to ask to use intelligence instead because you're trying to be crafty and right.
Would that even be
Yeah.
enough? Kate, what's your
It's all
intelligence?
crafting in theory, isn't
Six.
it?
Yeah,
With
so
the
even, well,
boost?
I guess the
Well, with
six
the
would
boost.
have, that's true. The
With the
first
boost, you're
six
at
would
like
have
10, aren't
counted.
you?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to
Oh,
like
well.
cheat here,
No, you're
so
good. You're good.
I suck at this.
No, it's okay. Let's,
Well, I mean,
because
Kate sucks.
the guy,
Yeah,
oh
let's.
no, that's a 15. Let's expand that out.
No.
Hold on. Yeah, that's a 2 and a 13. So, Kate, you
Yeah.
and Chopek work together and you present Tim with a contract.
I did get two successes, so
You did,
it's
but
not nothing.
unfortunately, since Kate got no successes, the assist doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
I know.
Yeah, I
Yep.
smudged some ink on it or something.
So Tim looks at the contract and goes, "Well, it's very nice of you to include that I get free exclusive use of Mr. Bigelow's water container or water purification system. That's very nice of you. I also like the fact that you are giving me exclusive rights to run Five Flags if I so wish. So that's exciting. And you know what? I'm going to add in on subsection three. I'm going to actually pay you also 100 caps for your trouble.
I
So in
like
addition to the
that.
fusion core and the item from my Brahmins pack.
Mr.
Wow.
Chapek is vibrating with frustration.
Yeah, I used to say like 1,000 caps or something.
It said X caps, where X is the market value of this
Mm.
during, this particular fiscal quarter.
Yeah.
And now it's just a flat number.
Yeah, and I handed back to Bigelow with this big smile on my face, like I did so good, right? Please
Yeah,
tell me I did
that's
good.
one word for it, but maybe don't quit your day job just yet.
Will do, or will not do.
I
Right, please, good sir, can you escort us to this jubilant
think
land
your
here?
friend Clayman was going to do some scavenging first for supplies.
I
Oh,
was
yeah.
going to, let's say, while they were writing up
Damn
that
it.
contract, going to do a quick scavenge here.
Yeah, and
We're
if I remember
trying to quell
correctly,
his addiction here.
that's what, a perception and a survival for that?
I think it is. But it's going, for me, it's going to be a luck in survival.
Of course it is.
Are you suggesting that the professor is a junkie?
Ooh. Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, stream's over. We're done.
Yeah, we're good.
How
Back
many
it up.
successes do I need? I can't remember.
It's actually variable dependent on the location. Let me look at my notes here. Difficulty of 2 in this instance.
I'm going to spend one of the AP to give me a die.
Okay.
And
It's free real
let's
estate.
roll. I will re-roll this one.
There you go. 2 successes. Very nice. So, again, checking my notes here. Go ahead and roll me 10 combat die. And this will represent how much junk you get. For every effect, you will also get an uncommon. Well, I think that's 6 uncommon and 2 regular.
Okay. I am then going to, so this th these are ju this is 8 junk you said.
Yes.
I am going to spend, oh, I don't want to spend all my, is this a new quest?
Technically, this is a new quest.
Oh, then I get two
Ooh, I'm
back.
back to 10. Let's say I use the 2 that I just for this roll, so I'd be at 8 luck. I'm going to
It's again,
use,
it's insane that you have that much luck. There's no, it shouldn't be possible.
you're not going to see why I have this much luck. I'm going to spend 4 of that to
Jeez.
turn 4 of
That's how
that
much I
junk
have.
They need to nerf you, is what they
to
need to do.
10. So I'm going to have 48 junk plus 6
Okay.
uncommon materials.
Okay. So what does that look like in the narrative? Do you literally just start swimming Scrooge McDuck style in the piles of junk? Do you just start
Just
just
come out
piling? It's gonna
shredded.
be one of those things where, like, you see me walking into things that are like, there's nothing there. Like, I can see what's there. There's nothing there.
You
And
pull
you
out a, yeah.
just start, I just start throwing things from inside the pile, and it just starts building up and building up to the point where it's just, yeah, big enough I could lay on as a bed. I could build a throne out of it if I really wanted to.
I
And
like I'm
then,
thinking it still looks like junk to Catherine.
no,
She's higher than this.
the best part is that he then takes the pile and hammer spaces it into his pack.
Of course.
Chopik, you should definitely take a look in that pack there. I think there's some extra juicy contracts in there for you to experience.
There's nothing in there.
I know better than to interact with the professor's personal items. I could get 13 distinct strains of tetanus just from looking at one of his bags.
You're not wrong. Look at all that rusty metal over there. That I just put some of that in my backpack.
And you wonder why you are the one attacked with fish.
It's sometimes
Speaking of
why.
which, Clayman, roll me a ch combat die.
Okay.
No fish comes your way. You are
You take
perfectly
two
safe.
fish damage. Okay.
Fish comes flying out of bag.
Do you have fish resistance?
I do not have fish resistance.
Well, who among us does?
That is true.
Probably Bigelow.
Yeah, Bigelow doesn't
Yeah.
eat. You know, probably a good thing. But yeah, once Tim witnesses all of this and has signed the contract, he just sort of walks over to his Brahmin and literally takes out a good old combat rifle that we see in the show and in the game, just a standard combat rifle.
In the show, and now available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, available on Amazon Prime. Hashtag ad, hashtag not an ad.
Sponsor stream, sponsor stream.
Yeah. But he just kind of motions and goes, well, it's to the west. Do we want to get started?
Very
I'm
well,
ready.
Tim, lead the way.
All right. So along the way, it's probably going to be about probably a 5 or 6 hour walk. What are you all doing? Are you just trudging along the freshly fallen snow in silence? Are you making conversation with Tim, with yourselves? What's going on?
I am singing my newest slave labor song to Tim because he has never heard it. and it's been going on for way too long.
Hold
And I
on, hold on. I
imagine.
want to make sure I heard that right. The
Yeah.
slave labor song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so at the last place we were, there was slave labor happening, and it was people were not happy about it, but I didn't care. And
Traditionally, how people react to slave labor, yes.
and so I turned it into a song, and Mr. Tropic here is quite the fan of it.
If by that you mean I have not registered a formal complaint about the song, then you're correct.
Yeah, it's not a contract.
Well, I especially like the part about throwing the what was his name? Schmithen, or what was his name? He's referring to the engineer who you threw out, the one behind everything.
Right.
Ooh. I thought his name was Blackjack or something.
No, that was the
No,
name of the guy who ran the
that
blackjack table.
was the dealer. Oh, okay.
Yeah, should have been that should there's dead giveaway in the name.
Yeah.
Is his job.
I did write some lyrics, actually,
Well, now you have
since.
to share them.
Yes, this is a musical.
Yeah. I don't actually know much about I don't actually know like much Frank Sinatra besides Luck Be a Lady.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you
Strange
need. Yeah.
fact here, the most I know, I guess, of how to sing like him is from Ian Curtis from Joy Division because he took advice to sing like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
So that's
yeah.
pretty much all I know. So let me try and let me hear it in my head for a second here. And then
Or
so this
maybe
is what was playing basically on repeat.
in your
Singing
mind.
it. Yeah. Let me try and think.
You're
Yeah.
going to get copyright
Slave
struck.
labor is not very moral. Slave labor is not moral.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I
you've
guess I learned
established
a
that
thing or
premise.
two that slave labor is not for you. I really couldn't care a bit. They're poor, so whoop-de-doo. They were riding on e-bikes hooked up to generators. We said, why don't you go for a hike? I guess we were their liberators. Slave labor is not very moral. And then it just goes on forever.
That'll be on iTunes in about 6 hours. So
Six
you wanna
hours? No, AI is already compiling a backing
Oh
track
yeah,
and
in the style of in the voice
everything.
of long dead
Yeah, Frank
Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Because you sang, I'll give you an AP.
Yes.
So I think
Bravo.
Tim, he's maybe like, all right, like polite clap, after a little bit, that eventually gets to the point, goes, all right, I think I've heard enough. I get it. Slave labor, not for you, not for me. I get it. But
It's not moral.
it's not moral. Yeah, I think that point was pretty clear. But and he kind of looks at you, Chopek, and he goes, I don't suppose you have any advice for the whole speech thing, do you? I don't know, you just seem like the type of person that would know how to make a proposal.
Well, I appreciate, Tim, that you recognize my capacity for the sweeping romantic gesture. I do have the soul of a poet.
Literally, or.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Mm.
Regardless, if you're attempting to secure a union with an interested party, I do have a considerable amount of experience in establishing those unions, yes. Now, tell me, what is it about your loved one that is so attractive to you?
Well, she's kind of got this long, flowing red hair and kind of has nice form. I don't know. I'm not, I just like her personality.
Nothing, I was to say nothing about personality.
Right. Well, about those elements, the red hair, the form, the personality, how do those things make you feel?
Well, makes me feel like the happiest man in the wasteland that she wants to spend time with me.
Right. Well, telling someone that you like the way that they look and the way that they talk and that it makes you feel happy is And forgive me, Catherine, slave labor level wordplay. Perhaps we can elevate the material.
Oh, I should write that down. I'm
How
writing that down.
specifically do you feel on the inside, in your mind? What imagine if you had to put it to an image or a piece of music.
Or fan fiction.
Well, it kind of looks like that. And he points at the professor. Professor, you are drive by with the trout, and the man is already in the distance by the time you recognize that you got slapped again.
What the fuck? I didn't have enough time to react again. What?
I was going to say, well, there's not that many fish in the sea to choose from, but I've been proven wrong.
In
Apparently, there are.
the radioactive sea, there's plenty, I guess.
I was just counting the stuff I got.
Your cheek is looking particularly oily, Clint.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You normally like being covered in oil, just in your junk, working, and crafting.
No.
No.
Can we not talk about the professor's junk covered in oil, please? It's not appropriate for this
Not
stream.
very moral.
Yeah. We're gonna have to age gate this.
Oh my God.
Now, Tim, the sudden impact of fish on face, the sensory elements of this action, if you just take that and connect that to your passion for this person, I think you'll find the right words to say.
I'm kind of worried that I'm going to flub it, though.
Oh, you most certainly will. But the important thing is to make it clear that beyond the artistic and emotional nature of your proposal, there is a solid contract connecting the two of you in perpetuity.
Tim kind of
We'll
cocks
try
his helmeted head
again.
to the side and thinks about it for a moment and says, "Are you an ordained minister by chance?"
Yes, he is. And if they pull out, I'm gonna like really quickly just draft up something with Bigelow to try and get into this good graces again. Here, it's one of those like it looks like one of those like website kind of, minister
Certificates.
certificates, yeah, that everyone in high school decided to get.
Unitarian Universalist Church or whatever.
So Tim just kind of looks at it and goes, "Well, I mean, if she likes my proposal that much, maybe you can perform the ceremony. We don't really need to wait all that long."
Certainly, for an additional nominal fee, I can do so.
Well, I would simply call your attention to paragraph 5, subsection 3, item number 4, that stipulates that in the event of having an ordained minister on hand, that services would be provided for free.
Ah, I see this subclause now. How good of you to point it out to me. How prescient of you, Catherine, to include it into the contract.
Oh, I've pleased you. Okay, yeah. That was totally I did that on purpose.
That is one way to put it, yes. This is the face of a pleased person.
I'm on the right track for pizza.
Well, I would be happy to conduct your ceremonial union, Tim, for apparently no charge whatsoever.
Wonderful. I'm glad that we're all on the same page.
Well, actually, there was multiple pages, but sure.
Oh yes, there were 63 pages in all. I read through all of them.
Oh.
Though the choice of 72-point font was an interesting
Just gets
one.
smaller as you go along.
Especially given it was handwritten.
I have an idea that might help.
No.
I have been known to dabble with chemistry. Would you be interested in purple mentols if I could find the materials to make it?
The
Purple
Mentats?
mentats, sorry, yes.
Mentats. I haven't had
Mentols?
Mentats in years. Do you think that we need to go that far? Well,
That is a you decision.
I mean, again, I'm in power armor. I don't know if that's gonna help any.
Okay.
What does the professor, what does the purple, what you said, Mentats?
Yes, it increases your charisma abilities. If I'm trying to remember the exact, sorry, I'm trying to remember the exact what it does.
See,
I
I
think it
probably pull it up
increases
right here.
your is it by one or two that it increases your charisma? Let me see if I can find it real
Here we
quick.
go. Reduces the difficulty of charisma test by two. Reroll one d20 on barter test.
Oh, so maybe you do want to give it mentats.
So it would definitely help.
It is grape
I
flavored.
and it is grape flavored. I don't know if that's a positive or a negative for you.
It's probably Wastelander's distant memory of what grape is supposed to taste like. So, yeah, your mileage may vary.
Tastes like purple. It does, yes.
Yeah, which is a distinct flavor apart from grape, as we all know.
That's what the Scooby-Doo fruit snacks have taught me.
Yes, and there's a whole litany of purple drinks, as we know, which are not grape.
But
So let's amend what Tim said then. Tim says mentats. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I do
brush
need a
maker.
little something here to make my proposal go a little bit better, calm the nerves, that whole thing. Are you proposing making mentats? Can you even do that?
I would need mentats and whiskey, but I have the rest of the
I
materials.
would need mentats and the color purple. Not the play, the actual color.
Also, I'm able to make it a little stronger without adding to the addictive levels. So it would be a little bit better than just the standards.
Can you do that while we're walking?
Balancing an entire chemistry set as you're walking.
That would
I
be
guess I could help you
difficult.
with my extreme strength.
Are you proposing we while we're
I'm not
walking?
proposing. He is.
So you are suggesting
Yeah.
you carry an entire crafting table while we're walking to our destination?
Yeah. Well,
Should I roll for
all Kate has to do is just enter builder mode and then it'll just float alongside
it?
us as we're
Yeah, just clip it to
doing
my
this anyway.
back.
Yeah.
I do have to ask, would that be even possible?
It would be silly, but this is Fallout. Why not?
It would,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it would be silly, says the person who invoked the trout assaulting little person.
Oh, you know what? You raise an excellent point. Profess X,
Yeah.
roll a combat die.
And fear, was it oh, Tragic the Gathering? Oh, speaking of which, I hand some cards back to Professor here. I'm like, I'm sorry, I tried to use these to cheat back at the casino. I guess I don't need them anymore, and they're just like totally ruined by trying I try to paint over them as
Yeah, what?
including the Black Lotus.
Oddly enough,
Wait,
you can't win Texas Hold'em with a blue-eyes white
No,
dragon.
that they're painting over to look like actual, casino, like
Hey,
normal deck of cards.
Chopik, she wrote over the Alpha Black Lotus is going to have you sell.
Oh, excellent.
I'm on a roll, aren't I?
This is the best news I've heard in some time.
Oh, it's actually, I've got better news for you. Since you've rolled an effect, you get to choose who Mysterious Trout Man slaps next.
Now, given the news that I've just received, is this
No.
trout attack lethal in any way?
I think we'd have to upgrade it to a halibut, maybe.
Okay.
Tuna.
Yeah, can you just have this fish fighter, can you just have them like kneecap Kate real quick?
From the back, yeah, dead Nemi.
Like a
I
real
carry
drive.
crafting stuff,
A
so
real
do
drive
you
by
really want to do
fishing.
that? Yeah, do you want to do that?
So, Kate, you hear someone running up behind you, and you turn to look and you see no one, and you're like, where did they go? And then you turn your head around, and immediately your head is met with a big old halibut across the side of your face. And then Mr. Leprechaun is running off giggling into the sunset once more.
So.
Just stunned, like it almost slapped the intelligence out of me.
Roll me a combat die.
Point of order, is this actually a leprechaun? Like, we've been dancing around it. I want to nail this down.
Kate, you've rolled an effect, which means yes, it literally slaps the intelligence remaining out of you.
No! Okay, that's fine.
R.I.P. Catherine.
Yeah, R.I.P. Catherine. I'm just like kind of, how dare. I feel like a weight lifted off to me. Actually, that was exactly just what I needed.
Bracing, refreshing.
Yeah. So, where'd it go?
Sorry, did I miss something? I'm still a little upset about my cards and the Alpha Black Lotus.
Oh, you don't say. You're upset.
Oh, yes. What happened? I'm just like, there was a fog, like a memory fog kind of.
There's a weird iridescent oil streak across your face. There's like a scale or two embedded.
Yeah. Just like wipe it off and taste it.
Yeah. Hey, did the good you stuff. Get hit in the face with a trout?
If that's what that was, yes.
I believe it was a halibut, but that would be
just for the hell of it.
Splitting scales.
Mm. Ooh, 2-for-1.
Hmm. So it's not just me that's being hit.
We're being systematically targeted by some sort of marine pervert.
I pull out my shotgun. And ch-ch. All right, I'm waiting for the next moment.
I thought you were going to hold a crafting table for me.
At the first sight of this, which I don't know if that's even possible to spot this guy, I will put down gently your crafting table and take aim.
Honestly, so how long do you actually need to craft mentats and all that kind of that?
Purple mentats, mind you.
Mm-hmm. So if I have the base for mentats, I would only need, it's either a half an hour to an hour. Let me double check crafting rules.
Yeah, because it could matter. This might be something you could do on the way, or it might be something you're going to have to fix the amusement park and then do.
Mm-hmm. Crafting.
Your handy dandy rule book.
It is in my handy dandy rule book. There is the rules on how to do it. There is that. It takes an hour.
Takes an hour. Okay.
But I could spend AP to make it go faster.
You do have 3 AP.
So if I spend 2 AP, it would only take us a half an hour to do.
How long does it take?
Like, I'm contributing in any way.
You are, yes.
I'm not sure it matters how long it takes.
So you're about 3.5 hours in, so you probably got another 2 hours before you arrive at Five Flags. You obviously don't know the state of Five Flags, of what you have to do to repair the...
probably Georgia, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you know, probably. But you don't know what you'd have to do to repair the roller coaster, if the roller coaster is even serviceable. So you can take a break, eat, drink, do the standard stuff, and carry on. Or you can just continue straight on to Five Flags and then concoct it there if you so wished.
It's like we might be able to find, because I would need the ingredients as well, which would be whiskey and mintats. And I have the rest of
it. Do you not have whiskey? I would have could have sworn
it's bourbon, I think.
I bought all the bourbon to make Kate the Furies.
Okay. Let's just not split hairs here. Whiskey, bourbon, scotch, it's all the same bullshit. We know.
Oh no. Oh god, no. You have invoked the wrath of alcohol bros. They're going to flood your inbox with.
If you have an opinion, leave it down in the comments.
Yeah, leave it in the comments. Yeah, tell us how wrong we are for conflating bourbon, whiskey, and scotch.
Please dox us and firebomb our homes with your suggestions about the difference between whiskey and bourbon.
Yes, bonus please cancel me. I welcome it.
Whiskey bottle, bourbon bottle, Molotovs.
Yeah. No, to be real, I've had whiskey, I've had bourbon, I've had scotch. I can't tell the difference between any of them. It's all
You had too much then.
Clearly.
You got blasted. You did a reverse Kate.
Yeah. that was my college experience. Yep.
Mine too.
So I tell you what, because I find this funny, I think Tim is going to have mentats. So if you want to take the 30 minutes to craft the purple mentats, I'll let it happen.
I will use the 30 minutes to craft the purple Mentats and give it to him.
Okay. And during this break, we're going to take a 5 to 10 minute break of our own. We'll be back shortly, everybody. Stick around. And welcome back to part two of session 16, where the players have been roped with an enigmatic individual known as Tim to restore the Five Flags Amusement Park. And as the players have already found out, because they are astute individuals, I am actually borrowing this little idea from Dose Diet. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Dose Diet on Reddit posted this a few days ago, and I saw this and I thought this would be a fun experience.
So he
I'll
stole it.
Yes, I stole it. Like all good GMs, I stole it because that's what GMs do. We steal things. But what matters is the fact that when you arrive at Five Flags, it is, as the name suggests, a big ripoff of Six Flags in the real universe. And I checked, there
My
actually is a
favorite
Six
park.
Flags outside of
Yes.
Boston.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, that's what I was doing with Google Maps, and I'm like, is there actually? No, there is. But the problem.
Was it originally a Six Flags and someone stole the sixth flag, so now
Just
it's
like
just
how
Five Flags?
Novak is technically not
No
actually
vacancy.
Novak. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just no vacancy. Yeah.
I leave that to your discretion. But when you arrive, there are no signs that have any legible words on them. Everything's been worn away, half buried in snow, wrecked, etc. But you do see that there is a roller coaster that seems to be relatively still intact since it was made out of metal. Now, of course, it's rusted and a little bit grimy, and you're probably not going to have to, probably not going to have a motor winch to get the car up. But the roller coaster looks like it might work with a little bit of effort.
Okay.
Ren, you need to fix this. I need to go on a roller coaster ride.
You could be our test subject to make sure it works.
Yes, I will be the test subject.
Seconded.
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to mark something out of my inventory because someone in game said they ruined it. Alpha Black Lotus has been removed from my
Yeah, you
inventory.
know, just a priceless collectible. That's fine.
Something that we were going to use to meet Post Malone, just now gone.
Yeah, no big deal. We're
That's
never going to get
fine.
that opportunity again.
Nope.
I'll
Well,
live.
until you find the one ring.
But it's got to be the one ring. Okay.
The post one ring.
That would be the 11 ring. You're dummy.
No, there is one ring to rule all the one rings, and that is the one ring.
All the 11 rings.
Oh, so it's like this, it's the stage one ring.
Yes,
Yeah.
but even
Got it.
fancier. Yeah.
It comes with a
Anyways, this roller
warp whistle.
coaster.
Yes, we
Been
should
a roller
probably.
coaster of a session.
I should probably, I guess, first get lights
Look
for
at
us.
it.
Yeah, but like,
Electricity would be ideal, right? Because
yeah,
you, because without that.
if there's no power, what's the point of fixing it? So I think the first thing we should do is I should go get this place working again, power wise.
It could be a slide. One
Yeah,
time.
as long as it goes one way with
Yeah.
gravity. Yes.
Yeah. So, as you might expect, this is going to be an intelligence and a repair or an intelligence and a science. I am going to set the difficulty at a 2 here.
Intelligence and a science, or intelligence and a repair.
Yeah, either one.
Okay.
Now,
Oh.
does the professor currently have a penalty to their intelligence due to fish-based assault?
Not yet. Maybe one or two more.
Okay.
Okay.
Because remember, it was a halibut that hit Kate, not a trout.
Right. I wonder at what point that's going to start like putting penalties on people's ability to think,
Well, roll more
actual
effects and we're going to
brain
find out
trauma.
together. Don't actually roll yet, but if you roll more effects, maybe.
I'm going to spend an AP to roll an extra die.
Okay.
Then I'm going to roll.
Well, you get four successes, meaning you get two AP right back. Well done. And yeah, I'm going to leave it to your discretion. How do you go about restoring power and what does it look like?
So I am going to go find a
working one of the corners. System.
Yeah, off a deep one of the corners. We'll find a rusty, real rusty metal box of a building. Mm-hmm. And I'll use some assistance to pry the door open. But once we get inside, it is a rather still beautiful and intact fusion generator that just needs not much to get it back running. Mm-hmm. Now, splice a couple of wires back together, just do a quick diagnosis check of the coolant and all the things needed. Maybe add a little extra myself just to make sure it's perfect. And then I will slide in that fusion core. Okay. Turn it and hit the switch to turn the power on.
This is oddly central for you, I guess.
Yes, I must cite the holy machine cant and appease the machine spirit.
Wrong world.
Turn it on.
I'm hearing the sax solo from Careless Whisper going on in the background, sliding in the core.
Which is a weirdly depressing song, yet everyone associates that with.
Yeah. It's the every breath you take problem at a wedding.
Yes,
it's like,
yes.
Have you listened to the song?
So for those of you outside, the amusement park does spark back to life, literally, in some places. So the lights flicker back on, but lights still work. The nearby roller coaster lights all flicker on. And then you also hear the sound of a loudspeaker, but it doesn't actually sound coherent words. It's kind of just like a... And,
so your standard.
Narrated by Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's more of a...
You're right. No, I stand corrected. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But the power doesn't get the entire park. It just gets the roller coaster, the little bit of entrance that you're at, and then the merry-go-round next to the entrance.
Hmm.
And the merry-go-round doesn't actually have horses. It has very large cow-like creatures. Not a cow itself, but it is black and white and spotted. Like if you told, how do I describe this? It's like if you described a cow to a blind man and then somehow asked that blind man to make a cow from that.
All right, so it's cow adjacent.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or as chat said, spotted zebra. Yes, that's clearly what it is.
Honestly, when you first described it, I was like, a zebra? But like bad? Like a bad zebra.
A bad zebra.
Yeah. A zebra that has been weathered over time.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
There's also a few that look like giant roaches. So it looks like now that you're looking at this merry-go-round, somebody's done some modification to in the past because it's not just the
Nobody started out. They didn't start out with a merry-go-round with roaches on it. That's for sure.
But no, it looks like there's rideable rad roaches. There looks to be a blowfly's there. There's even a rat scorpion.
is this a current day themed amusement park?
I mean, maybe.
you know the post-apocalyptic hell you live in on a daily basis. Here's an amusement park version of that.
Someone had the idea because you do see that there's more like of the wrong spotted zebras that have been taken off the merry-go-round and just kind of tossed to the side in a pile. So somebody has been trying to get this place going for a while.
So, Kate, that there, and I'll point at one of the cows, is I'm going to guess what someone thought what Brahmin used to look like 220 years ago.
Well, that's stupid. Look at it. Look at those colors.
It only has one head.
Yeah, they only had one head back that long ago.
All right, that's bullshit.
Hey!
You can't have livestock with just one head. That doesn't make any sense.
You know, that is weird.
You need one brain dedicated for chewing cud.
What does the other brain do?
Swallowing cud.
Okay.
Yeah, dummy.
We'll agree.
You know, for a professor, you're not very educated.
Only six.
I respect your opinion.
No, you don't.
You're correct. And that's where we're going to leave it.
The only opinion you respected was Catherine's, and she's gone now. You're stuck with Kate again.
Hey.
Just look like dumb, like just dumb and smiley.
You've just been drooling inexplicably this whole time.
You're just off looking at the lights, like literally 2 feet away from us, but we're just dissing you. You don't notice.
Yeah, I just have that blank smile.
That disassociation smile where you're just
yeah.
like,
oh. Yeah. Staring out of the distance, the Kirby Enthusiasm theme is playing in your head.
Dun, 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 yeah. I guess on that musical note.
Oh no, you wouldn't be thinking of the slave labor song. No. Yes, of course. Yeah, that's. No,
I do want to get up high on this merry-go-round to kind of, since it spins, to kind of get a good view to see if there's any live people here or creatures that are now attracted to this very noisy sound. Yeah, and lights.
Go ahead and give me a perception of survival at a difficulty of one.
Okay.
I can't think about merry-go-rounds without thinking about the one from Something Wicked This Way Comes, which is bad. For if you've read the book, you know what I'm talking about. It's
well, it's funny you mention that because Kate, you don't see any feral ghouls or actual rad roaches or boat bloat flies for the moment, but what you do spot is a gazebo.
Oh. Hey, Tim, is that where you're gonna, you know, do the thing? Marry, you know, or propose, whatever you're doing?
At the gazebo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to anger the gazebo.
What?
Well, yeah, haven't you heard the Wasteland tale that if you upset the gazebo, it kills you?
No. You're telling me that thing is a mutated alive gazebo?
I mean, it's a gazebo. I've heard such terrible things about them.
Where?
I guess I'll climb down and start making my way towards this weird gazebo thing just to prove him wrong.
I'll put my hand in front of the professor as she needs to learn this lesson.
Okay.
All right, so Kate, you get up next to the gazebo. What do you do?
I'm just gonna, you know, poke it to kind of just be like,
with what,
yeah,
your finger, your bat, your sledge?
With my finger, yeah.
Okay. You poke it. It feels solid. It's cold.
Like I thought. See, this is just your standard wood adornment here.
And now you have angered the gazebo.
I've angered it.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like a mimic or something.
No, but what I mean by you angering the gazebo, when you poke at it and you say that, a little light comes on in the underside of the roof, so in the interior of the gazebo, and it's a red light.
Oh. I go and stand underneath it.
Okay. I need you to roll me a endurance and a survival at a difficulty of two, please.
Success.
Okay. So just for the briefest of moments, you hear the maddening whispers of things from beyond as you stand underneath this red light. But then you're like, what am I doing? And you feel fine. You no longer hear the Lovecraftian whispers.
That might be just Kate's inner monologue. I don't think that's endemic to the gazebo.
The world may never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Huh. Hmm. I feel like I heard some whispers in the distance, but this is just a gazebo. I don't know what you're talking about.
And at this point, Tim is like frantically waving you in his power. I'm like, come on, you got to get away from the gazebo. We don't want to anger it even further.
That could be the residual effects of the magic paint thinner.
Oh, yeah. I guess
you remember when you were Catherine and not Kate.
It's a little foggy, but I vaguely remember, and I had a blast.
Still need to go get that recipe so we can make it.
As long as one of us enjoyed the experience, that's great.
Yeah, I guess it was you.
You know what's weird? It was the spore.
Please tell me, Professor, what exactly is weird about this situation? Because so far it seemed perfectly normal to me.
It was the smart Kate that ruined the expensive card.
And kind of just like, you know, play dumb, basically.
Are you suggesting it was some sort of act of intentional sabotage?
Absolutely.
I don't, it was foggy. Who knows what was happening? I imagine there was drinks and all kinds of things going on in there.
Kate, you devoted most of your newly found capacity for intelligence into creating a song about slave labor.
Could you please sing it for me?
No, I'm not physically capable of singing. You know that. You know that's my disability, and it's insulting of you to suggest that I should do that in front of others. Enjoy your demotion.
No, I was already at zero.
You're at negative one now.
Actually, I think I was already, so I'm at negative two.
Go ahead, keep talking.
I'm just gonna, you know what? No, I'm just gonna push Chopik into the gazebo.
Chopik, you're a synth, I think. So
wait,
who told you that?
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about here? It's a professor.
I'm a perfectly normal human man.
Perfectly normal. When did we were told?
You knew. So Chopik, you stand in the gazebo, you hear and feel nothing except the cold, harsh reality of the world around you.
You could argue that's worse.
Kate, I'm going to ignore this temporary trespass upon my person, but keep in mind that at tier negative two, I do own some of your organs.
I can make that arranged.
What? I push Professor into the gazebo.
Professor, I need an endurance and a survival at a difficulty of two.
I almost want to fail this.
Don't worry. Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen? Okay.
I feel nothing.
Do you want to like any of that?
Oh, absolutely not.
One complication.
So, again, you are pushed underneath the red light of the gazebo. And what I'd like you to imagine, Professor, is that the world outside of the gazebo sort of blows away in sort of like dust on the wind. And then you look out across an endless monochrome sea, as in the distance you see what looks to be the event horizon of a black hole. And as you're staring at the abyss stares back at you. And you realize none of this matters. You don't matter. And in fact, everything that you've collected today is for nothing. And as you're having this momentarily Buddhist epiphany of nihilism, you are suddenly forced back into yourself and the red light of the gazebo turns off.
Are you all right, Professor? You look extremely.
Slave labor.
Slave.
I experience nothing yet. Everything's nothing. I'm still experiencing nothing.
Yeah. You and everyone else, Professor.
Is he correct?
Yes, yes, your life is empty and a lie. We've all gone through this. Just skip to the end.
Professor, please roll me a challenge die or a combat die, please.
I was just saying, he needs like a fish or something to knock
he
it
needs
out.
A fish.
So as you're having this momentarily crisis moment, fish person whacks you across the face with another trout. They've gone back to the trout for this one.
Softballs at this
point. Do I see him?
Oh, yeah. You see the person run off into the distance again.
I want to shoot my shotgun at him.
Get off my go ahead and roll me an attack.
Okay, let's see here. What is the combat shotgun again?
Can we get a...
I think isn't it small arms? Small
guns agility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, small guns agility.
Got to chase off these goddamn fish midgets.
Two successes.
Two successes is enough to hit it. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
You ruined my trap crops.
And
wait, hold on.
We got the okay
location.
So do you want the good news or do you want the bad news?
It's a pretty good shot because there's only so much torso on this thing.
Yeah, so do you want the good news or the bad news?
The bad news.
The bad news is that when you shoot the small person and they fall over, bleeding in the snow, Tim sort of shouts, "No! What have you done, Matilda? You've shot Matilda!"
Wait, what?
Well, you thought the random person hitting you with trouts wasn't the one I love?
I'll run over to Nini. Oh my
god, what have you done?
You killed Matilda. You bastard. Run over
and immediately try to do first aid.
Okay. Well,
you know what's funny is I was gonna check how many what the fire rate on this shotgun was. Because I was gonna keep blasting.
You're gonna double tap.
We should just put her out of her misery.
So she has, because of spread, she has two injuries, so that's an int plus medicine at a difficulty of two.
Good luck, Professor.
Okay.
At any rate, she's never gonna be waltzing again, that's for sure.
Okay, int plus medicine. I'm going to spend an AP.
Mm-hmm.
Get a die.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficulty two. Do I want? No, I think this should be enough. It is not. I'm going to use my free reroll and a luck point.
It's prescient that you invoked Dr. Worm, Bukies, because this is turning out to be a real Motley Heights ass episode of this game.
Okay, I need to mark my luck point off. I use one of my free rerolls. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Not much difference, honestly.
I'm gonna spend another luck point. Okay. Only got one. I would like to, seeing some improvement, I guess I would like to waste my last stim pack, if that would help.
It's just, some people, it's just their time to die. We just have to be...
Sometimes.
Some people, you know, God closes a window and opens up a shotgun. You know, like, that's just...
Hold on, let me right check the shotgun, or not the shotgun, the...
stim pack rules? I think it's one rules. Injury or health.
So
it only works on like crying. Fully sized people, unfortunately. Oh, it's too bad.
Okay, so here's my ruling is you can spend your precious stim pack to lower the difficulty by one because of two injuries. So you could spend the stim pack to get rid of one injury, and then you would be able to treat the second injury with that success of one.
Okay. I will do that. The person would technically still be severely injured.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, as you're treating Matilda, as we now know her name, as you're treating her, she kind of weakly raises a hand towards Tim and goes, "Tim, perhaps I should have not continued my ways. I'm sorry." And Tim gets down on his power armored knees and grabs her hand and goes, "No, Matilda, don't go into the light. I need you. Do you not understand what your fist slapping does for me?" "I always knew, Tim. I always knew that was your thing. It's not just my thing, it's my world."
In this moment where they're talking, I'm going to spend two more AP to get another action.
Okay.
I'm going to go to
put
immediately.
Her out of her misery.
No. Now attempt, because there should be, I feel both injuries, I'm now going to attempt to heal.
Okay.
So that would be another
difficulty
medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a difficulty now? Because I'm aiding someone else, both injuries would be healed.
So first aid doesn't get rid of the injury. It just treats it. At least if I remember
correctly. Right.
I think so. I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, it specifically says treat on the screen. So yeah, it's just
Okay.
treat.
So it's
I'm
not
still
getting worse. Got
crying.
it. Cool.
Unless you want
Okay.
complications, which would be funny. In
It
fact, I
could be
think that's
funny.
very funny. Make your
It would be
complication
funny.
range 18 to 20.
Okay. Okay.
Chopik, you might want to do the ceremony right now.
Right, I suppose we are limited in terms of time. Do you, Tim, take this injured fish assaulter to be your lawfully wedded, whatever this is?
Actually, I think I'm feeling a little bit better.
I'm also, with that aid check, going to use one of our healing salves to increase the amount of healing it does.
Okay. So you're just furiously trying to heal her while I'm looking like, oh shit, what did I just do? And then Mr. Tropic is just like got into
Trying
his
to do
heal.
the 80% the 80% wedding speed run.
So Matilda reaches up, cups the side of the helmet of Tim, and goes, "Tim, you never needed to propose to me. My heart was always yours."
Well, there are certain legal requirements necessary to split, say, ownership of certain material goods, but I understand what you mean.
Yes. So yes, I do take this man to be my lawfully wedded husband.
Right. And do you, fish Matilda? Yes. Do you, oh, yes, you've already said. Okay, we're sort of doing this in reverse now. Tim, do you take this Matilda to be your lawfully wedded, whatever this is?
Yes, forever and always, she shall be mine and I will be hers.
I now pronounce you two entities conjoined in a reflection of corporation.
And you think for one moment Tim's going to remove his helmet, but what ends up happening is Matilda's weak hand kind of goes over to pick up the fallen trout and then very weakly slaps Tim across the helmet with the trout.
Almost sensually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
consummating the marriage. Yes. And I guess I'll pull out my special missile launcher and fire it into the air because it's still fireworks, I think, at this
It
point.
is still fireworks, yep.
Yeah. So I guess I will just I guess I think it does take the ammo
I
automatically.
really
Yep, it
hope
does.
you succeed at this because a stray firework in this is probably not.
Okay, you're good.
Okay.
You're good. You're good. Whew,
Okay,
a
was
few.
that
You hit the sky's right leg.
Yeah.
Is that an extra
gonna
success
damage.
or
Let's see what
was
I
two
damage
needed?
this guy.
All right.
Maybe there's
So
like
pretty
a
good.
pigeon flying by.
Yeah,
Just
because
explodes.
I find it funny, I'm actually going to spend the rest of my IP that as you fire off the firework and it explodes in an actual heart symbol, a vertebrate flies by at the same time and is hit by the firework and is now blown out an engine and is
Weep,
careening
weep,
into
weep,
the roller
weep, weep.
coaster.
No! Wanted to fix that.
We watch as it careens into it as a giant fireball. Screw the screaming of pilots.
Sorry, I'm
Also,
broken.
who in this part of the world has a vertebrate?
I'll put a hand on the professor's shoulder.
What's
Mr. Clayman, this world is strange and mysterious, and perhaps it would be best to focus not on answers, but on questions like, what is love? Is it between a power armored man and a fish slapping insane person? Is it between some sort of junk pervert and the machinery he loves so dearly? Is it between a young, inept business apprentice and a wooden gazebo? Who can say?
Is it between altruistic, hating, pale-skinned
Kate, I don't need
businessman
to
and
remind you. You're still
his
at tier negative
Bigelow
two. You're not allowed to
robot?
conjoin onto my monobot.
All right, you still heard me.
I guess you're right. And you have a point. I do like scavenging things, like maybe that vertebrate wreckage.
There's another explosion.
Professor, you have an addiction, and I am not qualified to remedy you of this addiction.
Is it because you profit off of it?
That is a side concern, yes. The first step, though, is admitting that you have a problem.
I think the first step should be letting these two have some alone time.
I'll look over. Are they still alive?
Tim and Matilda, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very we well. Kind of just barreled through the whole quest here.
I'll just Chapik will just sort of like put his head in between Tim and Matilda. And so the caps that you are providing us.
Yeah, here you go. He hands you 100 caps. You can have one fusion core off the Brahmin too. I would have given you two, but you shot Matilda.
You know what? So sorry about that. You know, I
just take your fusion core and leave.
There was a special item. Did we lose that? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, you shot Matilda.
Hey, I fixed Matilda. Can at least be for me.
Sure.
Being perfectly fair, a subsidiary of our corporation shot Matilda.
Sure, you know
which is
what?
Legally distinct.
You know what, Professor? Yeah, I'll give you something. And Tim angrily gets up, still cradling Matilda in his arm, and just goes over to the Brahmin, starts rumbling, I'll give you something you'll fucking love. Here! And throws you a gold-plated wrench.
I could actually use this. Thank you.
Wow, this is worthless.
That's its bottle shop.
Actually,
gold,
no.
Gold is too malleable.
Oh, yeah.
He said coverage.
Oh, so, it's just plated. It's okay, plated, yeah.
Zinc inside or something.
You know, inside that power booth, it was rather nice in there.
The what? The gazebo?
No. Inside the power station, it is still rather nice and clean in there.
What are you suggesting?
Why don't you go get a room?
I'm suggesting if you two would like a room for us to leave you alone, it's probably a good spot.
Or, you know, we'll do our own thing and not be confined to the constraints that you put on me and my beloved who you shot.
So sorry about that again.
Just leave. For the love of all that is holy, leave before I decide to shoot you.
Well, I think our work is done here. Another day for Raging Kate. Signing off. I start walking out, I guess.
Walk off. The vertebrae's that way, guys.
I just continue walking off. Shotgun kind of slinged over my shoulder into the sunset.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to move away from the park at a distance where I'm not legally culpable for anything that happens forward.
Okay, I'll follow you guys. But I could still fix it.
Just blows up again.
It blows up again.
I could still fix it.
There are some things, Professor, you can't fix, like the pangs of love or a shotgun blast to the torso.
Actually, I think it did a pretty good job at fixing that.
No, she will die, I assure you. Maybe not now, but later.
A lot sooner than she normally would have.
Either way, the quality of her life will be severely deteriorated. They have, at most, 4 weeks.
I'm going to accidentally drop a healing slap on our way out.
Okay.
Too bad they didn't see it.
Hey. Whatever happens, happens.
Imagine as we're walking away, like, you know, the vertebrae's exploding. We're just not looking
at it.
How
is it exploding this much?
Because it's a dragon. Because of the little fact, I think, I'm not sure if it's true, but it seems like it based on how vertebrates fly in Fallout 4. They recycled the dragons from Skyrim. And that's why, like, they're always just kind of like when they're about to like fall and explode, they're like following you somehow.
Mm. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me knowing how Bethesda codes things.
Really, I mean, knowing about the tram.
Yeah, fire breathing, yeah.
And the tram, tram. The NPC with the head of the
tram.
Yeah,
the rail head. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do want to say thank you all for an amazing session. As
Is
people in
that
chat caught on, this was
is that what
definitely a
this is?
Motley Heights episode. This
I am
was.
so sorry. I did not realize that.
No, that's the best part,
I
is
thought
I
this
wanted
was
to
just
keep hitting
some
you with
random.
fish, but I had to make it compelling. And I'm like, how do I do that? Oh, right. Make the fish slapper the love interest.
Yeah,
Whoops.
that old literary trope.
Chekhov's Leprechaun. Yeah.
Yeah. If you introduce a leprechaun in the first act, you have to have him die by shotgun blast in the third act. That's just good storytelling.
That's how it works. I don't write the TV tropes, I just read them.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh boy.
wanted
I
to
thought
fix
they were
that.
not important.
Oh, don't worry. They're not important. Only we're important. Only we exist. This is all a simulation. The professor saw that.
Nothing matters. Yes.
For a second there, I thought that the last one of Adam might have been correct in this void I saw.
Yeah.
Luckily, this leprechaun slapped the nonsense out of me thinking that way, but.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure that's in the book.
Yeah,
You just flip
somewhere.
through the Winter of Adam book. It's like, if your players think that the last son of Adam has a point, maybe have a leprechaun slap them with a fish.
Hell of it, precisely.
That sounds like Modiphius writing. Yeah.
That sounds like
All right,
Bethesda writing.
before we get too far into the weeds, and I have to censor this episode, we're gonna call it here for YouTube. YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again eventually. Bye, YouTube.